Okay, good morning. Welcome back from our little break, little vacation. And now we have about 2.5 weeks till Rosh Hashanah, of which we'll be able to learn for the next 2 weeks. Then Slichas begins. So I picked to learn, and we'll probably finish it in less than 2 weeks, but you never know. Another piece of Torah from Rav Tzvi Meir Zilberstein, who gives talks in Yerushalayim, and these are from the talk, what was transcribed from his talks. We've spoken from Rav Zilberstein in the past. That was the Shabbos series in parenting, and these talks are usually more geared towards chizuk, towards giving us strength and encouragement in our Avodas Hashem, and specifically as they relate to the high holidays. And this was a specific talk that was given in the month of Elul, the beginning of the month of Elul, in preparation for Elul. And the basic theme of this talk is going to tell us what are some of the things we should be engaged with in the month of Elul. So in the booklet, I believe you want to start on the second page, where it's page Bays, and on the bottom half of the page. Okay? This is a little bit of an introduction, and then you see it's divided up, I believe, into seven or eight chapters, and the Mirtz Hashem, we should certainly finish this before Rosh Hashanah. So you got to remember, this is not like a sefer, where a person wrote a sefer and wrote ideas. This was a lecture that was transcribed. So since it's a lecture that's transcribed, there's going to be more repetition and more words of, as you hear a speaker talking, as opposed to a writer writing. Anachnu nimtzayim be'ezras Hashem yisbarach bizman kodesh ma'od. We find ourselves with God's help in a very holy time. We find ourselves in a time where our Father in Heaven influences us and gives us great spiritual energies that He brings down into this world. Each and every year, Avinu Shebashamayim Meir Umashpia L'chol Yochid V'Yochid Hashpos Chadoshos Oros Chadoshim Shel Tshuva. Every year, our Father in Heaven illuminates and influences and bestows upon each and every individual brand new hashpos, brand new gifts of energy, new lights of tshuva. Gives us greater abilities to do tshuva. Shall he scarve us a love, greater abilities to get close to Hashem, vehis hapchus letova, and turning things over for the good, but often shall lamala miderech hateva mamish, in ways that are beyond the normal ways of nature, literally. V'chol zman shall elul v'tishrei hakdusha v'hashpa v'bechinas mosiv holech. And in every time when we come every year to the month of Elul and the month of Tishrei, holiness and great spiritual influence and giving comes to us in the way of mosiv holech, adding and growing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger. The idea of mosiv holech, like on Hanukkah, every day you light another candle, the energy gets stronger and stronger. And every year, the energy of what Hashem can give us in the month of Elul and Tishrei gets stronger. Ki ha-kedusha v'ha-shefa sh'avinu sh'bashamayim ha-shpia mizgaber yoser v'yoser. Because that holiness and that giving from our Father in Heaven gets stronger every year. B'chol shah v'shah, every hour and hour. B'chol yom v'yom, every day. B'chol shan v'shan, every year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia lanu drachim chadoshim matonos chadoshos. Hashem bestows upon us new pathways, new gifts of how we can do tshuva. V'yedua mehari HaKadosh u'makor b'chazal HaKadoshim. It's well known the words of the Holy Ari, and his sources are in the holy writings of the rabbis. Shebayomim elu meir habechina shel anosein bayom derech ubayamim azim nesiva derech teshuva horesa. That in these days God illuminates a level he's now, you know, quoting different verses of the Torah as he's waxing poetically. It's attributes of Hanosim Bayom Derech. You know, in the sea, it's not easy to travel through the sea. And Hashem provides us a pathway through the sea, a raging waters, and He just cuts a pathway for us to go through. Ubamayim Azim, and with strong, hard waters, Nesiva, a specific pathway to go. Now, you have a Derech and a Nesiva, two different words. A Derech is like a highway, and a Nesiva is like a side road. Like you need to get directions how to get somewhere, right? First, they give you the major highway, and then you have the side roads how to get there. So there's general ways how to get there, and then there's the details. So you know, like you know, you're trying to, you know, first time we went to our cottage last year, we took Highway 8, and it took us almost 3 hours, and that was the instructions we were given. But then you Googled, and then I found out that that you could take a lot of back roads, and you can go 130 kilometers on the back roads, and we did the trip in 2 hours, right? So you know, you have the main road. You know, you take Highway 8, everybody goes on the main road. But then if you really want to get to the place and you can get faster, there's other ways to get there. So every year, Hashem illuminates for us through these raging waters. In other words, the raging waters seem impregnable. What the tzaddik is telling us, you know, we're coming to this time of year and we really feel that it's impossible to do tshuva. Because we've done so many things wrong. It's unbelievable. A whole year of things that we've done, we feel like we're standing in front of a raging waters. And there's no way we can cross through this barrier of tshuva. And Hashem cuts a path for us every year. Derech teshuva heresa. Again, he's using words from Slichas, that a path of tshuva you have taught for us. Avinu shebashamayim b'yamim elu, our Father in Heaven in these days, nosein lanu derech b'yam. He gives us a pathway in the ocean. And when one gives, he's all quoting different chazals. If you knew these chazals, you'd appreciate how he's attaching all these different statements of the rabbis. And when one gives, one should give with an eye in Yafu, with a good eye. In other words, and Hashem is the one who gives with the best eye. So when Hashem gives, it's not stingy. You know, people, they're stingy people. They give you begrudgingly, and you don't really get a lot of benefit of what they give you. But one who gives with an eye in Yafa, one who gives with a good eye, gives with a bright hand, a full hand. Certainly Hashem is of that nature. So therefore, Naisin Gama Derech Lahagia, He certainly gives us the path to get to this way. HaPosech Shar Ladovke B'Tshuva, He opens up the gateways for those who knock on the path for Tshuva. Kol shana v'shana Kadosh Baruch Hu nosen lanu sha'arim chadoshim v'chatirus chadoshos. Each and every year Hashem gives us new gateways and new achatira. Achatira is like you dig through the ground to find an opening. You know, if let's say you're a ganef and you want to break into a house, you could dig a tunnel underneath and break through the tunnel. So Hashem gives us like new tunnels to break through the barriers that exist. Ukumosha Amru Chazal, as our rabbis say, you know, great statement, Ke Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. You know, Hashem gave us a Torah to do, but certainly He doesn't give us a Torah without Him doing the same thing that He asks from us to do. Whatever Hashem asks us to do, He already does it. You know, nobody likes the boss telling them things to do when the boss doesn't even do it himself. So Hashem gives us a Torah, and Hashem fulfills the whole Torah in His way. So, in other words, whenever there's every mitzvah of the Torah, the 613 mitzvahs, Hashem does them also and role models it. So, what do we find? We know there's a mitzvah of the Torah that says, which we'll read in a minute, Tachin Lecha HaDerech, prepare for yourselves a pathway. Now, what's that referring to? We just read it last week, 2 weeks ago, 2 Shabbos ago. Now, there's a mitzvah of making an Ir HaMiklot. If a person kills unintentionally, you have to create cities of refuge where he has a place to run away from, in which he can be saved from the Goalei Hadam, the nearest of kin who wish to kill that person. And the whole idea of the Ir HaMiklat is to find a city of refuge that a person who kills even unintentionally, there's something wrong with them spiritually, and they need a place to escape, to develop spiritually into the kind of people that they can become. So the Torah says, Tochin Lucha HaDerech. prepare for yourself a way. God commands the Jewish people, the leaders, to demarcate specific cities that will be these cities of refuge, and to give good directions how to get there. You have to put signs. You have to... it was interesting when I was preparing the Rambams in the laws of Rutzeach, Shmiras HaNefesh, you know, so that the week of Parsha Shoftim, I was learning all those prakim dealing with creating an Ir HaMiklat, a city of refuge. And the Rambam goes into great detail as to what you have to do to make sure that it's very easy for the person to find the way. Put lots of signs up. You have to clear the roads. The path to the Ir HaMiklat has to be clear and easy for him to go. And it's all what Hashem commands us in the Torah. That it's up to the courts to make it very visible. So the guy doesn't have to ask anybody even for directions. That's how clear it has to be. So that's the mitzvah that God requires from us to do. So based on the Chazal that Hashem fulfills the entire Torah, even before He commands us to do it. So now we'll read the next line. So in the month of Elul, Hashem fulfills the mitzvah of, as it says in Devarim, Perek Yates, Pasuk Yemol, Tachin Lecha Aderech, prepare for yourself a way. So Hashem has to prepare for each and every one of us, have been sinners. Now you know the Ir HaMiklat, the city of refuge, was also used for a person who killed intentionally. Anybody who killed first went to the Ir HaMiklat. Then they would take him back to the court, and then they would decide what's with the guy. That was the halacha. In other words, if you killed somebody, first thing, you go to the Ir HaMiklat. We don't care if how you killed, what you killed, doesn't matter what. You killed somebody, you got to go to the Ir HaMiklat. Then they bring them back and under police protection, and then they decide in court what happened with the guy. But he first needs that city of refuge before we can even determine. It's not he runs first to the court. It's interesting. It's not that he first runs to the court. He runs to the city of refuge. The whole idea of the city of refuge, it's a city with Levim in it, and Levim are tzaddikim, and they're beautiful role models. So when a person kills, doesn't matter, you know, under what circumstance, there's something wrong with that person. God doesn't bring, even accidentally, to a pure tzaddik to kill somebody. Even, there's three levels of killing. You can kill intentionally, you can be a bloodthirsty murderer. You can be a person who unintentionally, you were careless, and the person was totally accidental. You're driving the speed limit, you're a cautious driver, and chas v'shalom, a person jumps right in front of your car and you kill him. So, you know, and that's totally accidental. It's not even in your control, and you don't even get punished for it. But still, there's a concept, if you were a total tzaddik, Hashem wouldn't have the person jump in front of you. So, you know, we have averus that we do on different madregas. We do averus that we intentionally know we're doing, and we know we shouldn't be doing it, and we do it. And then we have sons we do by accident. I didn't know the halacha. Unintentional, and then totally by accident. So the first thing you have to do before you even get judged is that the person has to realize, you know, what he's done, and has to be able to slow down. Like, it's not like they rush him right into court. Like, go to the Ir HaMiklat, talk to Levim. The Levim are like the spiritual guides, and they settle him down a little bit, and they calm him down, and they get him to focus and to make some kind of calculations over here and some cheshbon. Then they bring him to the court. I mean, there's a lot to this idea. You just don't rush a guy right into court. Obviously, he would have to have some type of counseling and whatever. He went through a traumatic experience. Killing somebody is a traumatic experience. No matter what, even if it's an accident, you're shaking, you're trembling, you lose your senses, so to speak, for a little while. So before they're going to bring the guy to court and start asking him questions, the guy's going to... He's going to be so traumatized. I'm going to take it here at Miklat, settle down, have a cup of coffee, talk to a guidance counselor, talk to a tzaddik, and the tzaddik will tell you these are the ways of Hashem, and Hashem meant this to happen, and there's no such thing as an accident. And it doesn't matter who the guy is. It could be a Russia, he could be whatever. Whatever it is, the person's done something that's very questionable, and something that's very wrong in one way or another, and he needs that kind of guidance. So that's the mitzvah that God requires each and every Jewish community to do. So certainly Hashem has to do the same thing for us. So what he's trying to, and this is what we read in the month of El, it's in Parsha Shoftim. So obviously we've done many, many averus during the whole year. And some of our averus have been intentional, some of them have been unintentional, and some of them have been accidental. And now we're going to come to the court. We're going to come to the court on Rosh Hashanah. And we can get very terrorized from such an event. So what is it? Hashem provides us a pathway to the Ir HaMiklat, to the City of Refuge. And that pathway to the City of Refuge is the month of Elul. That is the City of Refuge that we have to take advantage of. So Hashem provides this for us. And therefore, ma'od ma'od lo pashut. Okay, now he's going to go on to just personal statements he wants to make. But and this whole concept is, you know, is what Hashem gives us. The Chafetz Chaim says on this last week's parsha. It's always funny. This week's parsha, and it's also in the mitzvahs. All in the mitzvahs of Hilchos Ritzeh Hashmir Sanef. It was like mamish coincidental. Everything was on the parsha. I was learning Rambam. It's a mitzvah of returning a lost object. It's a mitzvah of if a person has a donkey and the donkey is falling under the load, or the load fell off, and now he needs help reloading the donkey. So the Torah says, Azov Tazov Imo. You should surely help him, Imo, with him. So what does it mean, with him? So the answer, so what was it with him? Just say, Azov Tazov, you should surely help him. It says, Imo, with him. So what do you mean, with him? Of course it's with him. It's telling you the owner's there. So the answer is, you know, it's a mitzvah to help. So some people are very clever. They say, well, you know, I'm in trouble, and you have a mitzvah to help me. So the owner of the donkey says, you know what, you have a mitzvah to help me. I'm sitting down. I'm getting on a lounge chair. You can spend the next 2 hours loading it up because you have the mitzvah. So the Torah says, Azov Tazov Imo. You have to help him with him. With him. If the owner himself doesn't care to take care of his animal. We're not talking chasron, the owner is an elderly person. They don't have the koyach to do anything. We're talking about a normal situation where he's healthy and he can do it. And he says, well, if you're doing it, you know, you got the mitzvah, I'm going to take advantage of you and do the mitzvah, then you are not obliged to do the mitzvah at all. So the Chafetz Chaim says, so you can imagine a person is davening Tashem, and he davens in the morning before Krishma, V'hoer einenu b'seir sechab, Hashem, illuminate our eyes to your Torah. Hashem, help me with my Torah learning, right? And then what happens? Right after davening, you leave, and the rest of the day you don't even open up a sefer. So what did you do? You asked Hashem to help you. You said, Hashem, help me with my Torah, right? And now you don't even open up a sefer. So Hashem says, "Asov tazov imo." You're asking me to help you. I'm ready to help you. If you start opening up a Gemara, you watch. You're going to see how smart you're going to be. But you don't even pick up any of the packages. You think I have the mitzvah to make you become smart and turn. You don't even open up a Gemara. So you think I'm going to... So just like the Torah says, you don't have to help somebody. Hashem's not going to help you either, if you're not going to at least try. Can you imagine this person's got a big load, and you know how it is sometimes. The whole thing falls apart. And you sit down and say, I don't even know where to begin. Sometimes, you know, everything collapses. You're working on something, the whole thing tumbles down, and you're looking for a minute. It's all... So I don't even know where to start. So another person comes along and says, okay, I'm going to help you. Don't worry. Let's start with the big packages. Let's first put everything to the side. Let's first put the big packages here and the medium packages here and the small packages here. And like, you have no, you're so tzabrach, and say, I don't even know how to begin. Okay, but if somebody comes along and says, it's going to be your white knight. Okay. So then he says, okay, let's do this together. And the guy takes on the lead. And then, okay, then you, whatever little you do, but he's doing the major amount, but you help it, and it gets done. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying, listen, you know, you want to be smart in Torah, just open up the sefer and try. You've already begged me to help you. So Hashem has a mitzvah to help you. Hashem does every mitzvah of the Torah. So you're falling under this load. You feel like this Torah is so big. I'm falling under this load of Torah. How am I ever going to learn the Rambams? How am I ever going to know anything? So you dive into Hashem, you asked him. Okay, now open up a sefer and start. And when you start, he will help you. But if you don't, Hashem's not going to help you. So the same thing you say in the Dami, Hachezireinu b'sheshuva shleimu fanecha, Hashem, help us do complete tshuva. Every day we ask, Hashem, help us do complete tshuva. Right? So when are you doing tshuva? When are you going to sit down and set up times to do tshuva? I said, okay, I'm going to spend a half an hour today doing tshuva. You know, then Hashem will help you. How am I going to do tshuva? It's simple. Hashem will help you, but you have to do it yourself. So that's what the tzaddik is telling us. He's saying, you know, the Ir HaMiklat, the city of refuge, is a wonderful place, but you got to run to the city of refuge. Well, the city of refuge, I'll just stay in my house. You got to run to the city of refuge. All these things that Hashem is bequeathing to us, it's like unbelievable energies of tshuva lie in these 2 months. And whatever effort you would make in January will not pay off in the same way it pays off this month and next month. And therefore Hashem is saying that I'm providing you pathways to break through apparent impregnable walls. But you have to do it. You got at least azov tazov imo. You got at least be trying yourself. So the tzaddik is trying to show us that there's unbelievable abilities here. There'll be a shame for us to let go. The whole month goes by, and you know, like for a lot of us people on vacation and whatever, and you know, before you, people don't get serious about anything till after Labor Day, and after Labor Day is going to leave you with only a week till Rosh Hashanah. And we talked about Shabbos morning already, about all the things that keep us so busy from doing tshuva. So the tzaddik is telling us Hashem has prepared a very, very, very beautiful pathway that gets stronger each and every year. The ability, this gift of tshuva that's here. So now he just, as an aside, tells us how difficult it is for him to speak in front of an audience. He said, I'll do this quickly. Ma'od ma'od lo pashut ledaber bifnei tzibur. It's very hard to speak in front of a congregation. And in general, when one speaks, it can happen that sometimes, you know, you say things that aren't 100% accurate. You know, when you're speaking, you can make mistakes. Sometimes when you're saying over it from other people's names, sometimes you make a mistake who said it. And sometimes even if it's your own ideas. And in general, every heart knows the bitterness of its own soul. It's very difficult to talk in front of people. You can see what kind of tzaddik it is. He doesn't take leisure in having to instruct people and tell them what to do. Sometimes you forget to say in whose name it should be said in. And especially if you speak in areas where you're not accustomed to speaking, I guess maybe he was speaking in a different place than he usually speaks. There's a specific fear of the congregation that's over you, and sometimes you don't speak as natural and as good as you normally speak. Sometimes it's hard to express what you want to say accurately. Next page, I ask forgiveness for this if I don't do such a good job. And I'm letting you know that, you know, everything we're trying to do is to for ourselves together to be strengthened, and everything is just, you know, my suppositions and, you know, possibly. In other words, I'm not telling you everything exactly has to be this way. This way it appears to me, this approximations. In other words, don't nitpick in what I'm going to say. I'm giving, you know, what I'm telling you is all Torah, but you know, you'll catch me if I forget which is the right rabbi that said this thing. It's whatever I'm going to tell you is the truth. But if you're going to catch me on details and on technicalities, I'm going to tell you in advance that I'm a human being and I'm going to make some errors in terms of the technicals. Okay, next paragraph. Yeshod Koshi Lachzer Al Mashi Debarnu Bizman HaKadosh Shal Shal Shudas Shin Lamech Samach stands for Shalosh Sudas. And it's also difficult to repeat what I already spoke about at Shal Shudas. Shal Shudas, there's no tapes going on. I guess he spoke at Shal Shudas in his normal place and then he went to another place to give a drush. So he kind of was repeating what he said. So he says, it's a little difficult. We know what the rabbis say. Hakadoshim etzedikim schusso yogein oleinu. Hashefa nifla shavina shabamim hashpia b'shash shalashudis b'shash rav the ravin to sever Shabbos. The divine gifts that Hashem gives at shalashudis. In other words, when you say a dvar Torah at shalashudis, Hashem gives you better abilities than when you say it during the rest of the week. Because shalashudis is the time of desire of desire. So Hashem is really, really helping the speaker when he speaks at Shal Shudas. Zman shu bechinas beis Yaakov eishu beis Yosef lahav. It's a time where the house of Yaakov is a fire and the house of Yosef is the straw, is the torch. In words, it can carry the fire a great distance. Hakadosh Baruch Hu magbia kol neshama l'makom miskvoy moed moed. Hashem lifts up every soul to very high places. U'kishim esavsi mas. When you get together at that time at Shal Shudas, yesh hashpo miyuchedes. There's a special, special divine giving. Shekasha b'sman acher she'ena matzav. It says it's very hard to reproduce that effect at another time. So ladaber v'lachso advarim, to speak and repeat those words over at an anshal shudas time, is it doesn't come out as good. The drushes, he's saying, the drushes I give at shal shudas are better than the ones I give during the week. Because Hashem gives me a better time, I get better grace. And I know my Dvar Torah, he's saying, even though I'm repeating over the Shmuz, it won't be the same thing. It won't be the same thing. We ask from our Father in Heaven, Hashem should merit for us that we should fulfill His desires. I should speak what has to be said, in a way that should be said. Okay, so with the caveats put to the side, and one more caveat. It is known from the tzaddikim that every El, there are tremendous, unbelievable givings without that are immeasurable. I guess he was a guest speaker somewhere, and this is one time to speak in front of a kila. He says, I have only one time to talk about the whole month of Elul. It's like impossible. It's impossible. Give me one speech on Elul and Tishrei. Like, tell a rabbi to speak about the whole tractate Yevamos. You know, a tractate that's got, you know, 100 pages in it. I said, okay, we'd like you to give us a guest lecture for an hour on the whole tractate Yevamos. It's like every line has hours, and now I got to give him on the whole tractate. It's mamish impossible. So for me to talk about El, and he knows what El comes with it, it's impossible. But at least we'll try to speak certain fundamental points. We're going to try to condense certain concepts that are so deep and so broad and so profound. That I went into details in other shmuzim, I would give a shmuz on that whole one little detail. But now I got to talk about the whole month of El. So avokesh medabrim pamachas, and you have to speak one time. Ratzon avinu shemayim shnischasek v'nedabel kamyon yisodiyim. The main thing we're not going to get into to form and style and how to and all that, but it's more to give us encouragement and to give us to excite us, so to speak, and strengthen us. And we'll speak about certain fundamental points. Okay, that's the introduction to what he's going to speak about. Okay, chapter Aleph, the first part. You can skip the bold, and we'll start now on the upper left-hand side, the third line on page Gimel. Yedua meharokeach. It is well known the words of the Rokeach, Rabbi Eliezer Rokeach, who was a great, great medieval scholar who lived in the 12th century, who lived in Worms. Where's Worms? In Germany, right? He lived in Germany. And he was a great, great Kabbalist, wrote profound Sfarim, and his family was martyred during the Crusades, and he was almost killed, and his son was almost killed. His wife and kids were also killed during the Crusades. Very, very holy person. Well known from Rokeach, and from others, Mehari HaKadosh, from the Arizal, the Shalom, the Budraham, the Odar Beit Tzadikim, and many, many Tzadikim, Zchus Yigenu Leinu, their marriage should protect us. What do they tell us? Shehashpos HaGedolos V'niflos Shenishpoim B'mei Elul V'tishrei Heim Ba'efin Shal Moisi V'Halach. The divine givings and the divine energies, the wondrous energies that influence us during the month of Elul and Tishrei, they are of an aspect of Moisi V'Halach. They just increase and increase. As we find from the great tzaddik, the tzaddik of Lublin, the Kohen Reb Tzaddik HaKohen, and other great tzaddikim that tell us, I guess he gave this speech in 2001. She'elul Tavshin Samach Aleph V'Tishrei Tavshin Samach Beis, that Elul of 5761 and 62, that's when he's speaking, Kailulim B'Seichen Kol Ashpa V'Chol Avedis Inflo Shekol Tzingim V'Veshim, are incorporated in this year is all the divine influence that came from all the wondrous service of all the tzaddikim from all generations until now. And of all the Jewish people through all the generations, who gather every year, and they help us to strengthen ourselves in this avoda. In other words, every year since the beginning of time, there's been an Elul and a Tishrei. 1 minute. And every year, there are Jews gathering together and talking to Hashem. Just like we have an idea, for example, there's an idea in Torah of a makam kavua, a set place for davening. It's a mitzvah to use the same place to daven, because you know, you daven the same place, the place has a certain kedusha. You designate a place as a shul. We come to this place and we daven. The fact that you come here every day and every day you daven, you lay into it such strong feelings, such strong emotions, that there's a part of you, there's a part of your neshama is in this place. And it becomes a holier place. It becomes a place that is able to activate and encourage you more and more, as opposed to you come to a place where nobody ever davened before. Come to a strange place nobody ever davened before. It's a new turf. You know, it's a struggle to break through. It's a place you've davened there hundreds and hundreds of times, and each time you davened, it was feeling and emotion. So this place is already rich with previous exercises of prayer. And then your prayers become strengthened. And that's why it's a very important thing to establish a set place. This is where I daven, this is where we daven, this is my specific place where I daven. And it makes it a much more powerful place. So similarly, the month of Elul is a time of the year where millions of Jews have done tshuva. Millions of Jews have beseeched Hashem. It's a place where Hashem, it's our favorite spot. You know, lahavdil, you know, a husband and wife, they have their special romantic place where they first went out and they met, and it was so romantic, and they come back every year, and you know, it wells inside of them certain feelings that exist. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like it's El, you know, it's how many Jews would just stop everything in the month of El and totally dedicate themselves to Hashem. And Hashem sees and says, my precious children, they're doing it again and they're coming again. And every El doesn't come as a brand new El, but it's coming with the last 5,767 Els that have come. Millions and billions of Jews and tears and thoughts and showing of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and care and concern. All of that. And every year, every El gets stronger. And when Hashem comes to greet the Jewish people, this El, he's coming with all the tzaddikim that came from every year. And they all come down with us. And every year's got to be better than the year before, because there was so much more people, Bali Tshuva, who came in El and tried to become better and better. So it all comes and gathers with us. And in some way, this year, in some way, we don't know, but in some way, the divine bounty and giving and that strong light that comes down is stronger this year in a certain way than in any other generation before. That we gather all the divine givings of all the years with the new givings that come. And they come to create a tremendous dynamic that is beyond what we can even imagine. Yeah, Rafal, you had a question. I'm sorry.
When he says it grows from year to year, does he also mean it grows within Elul as well, like the beginning of Elul?
Yes. He's gonna mention that. But you'll see what he's driving at, because in the end of this chapter, he's gonna tell us what the Yetzer Hara is gonna tell us. So he's trying to give us the ability to fight off the Yetzer Hara. So what's going to be the main theme of this drush is coming up in the next paragraph. The main theme. Echad hashpos hi hashpa gedoyle sheshlema melech gilalon hashpa shel ani ledodi vedodi li. One of the great influences, one of the great spiritual gifts of energy that comes into this world in this month of Elul is the one that King Solomon revealed to us in his prayer in Tehillim, or rather what he hinted to us in the words of Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, right? That is Shir HaShirim. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Rashi Tevos, which are the acronyms of the word Elul, right? The word Ani starts with an Aleph, Lamed with a Lamed, Ve with a Vav, Lamed with a Li with a Lamed, that spells the words Elul. Elul hints to the concept, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. and it's not just a cute aphorism, but he's saying this is the whole atmosphere. It's like, you know, imagine, you know, like it's your anniversary, and you know you don't go to work that day. It's mamish. You've prepared a romantic getaway retreat. The whole ambiance is just of romance, right? And you make sure that everything is tailor made. You know, a private beach home in the Caribbean where there's no phones and no human beings, and it's just the two of you and whatever. Everyone makes their hachonas, their preparations for this romantic thing. So the month of Elul, it's just laden with feelings of love. Avinu shebashamayim meir l'chol yochid v'yochid shefa chodesh al adin l'dodi. Hashem bestows to each and every individual a brand new energy of I am to my beloved. There was a song years ago, Love is in the Air. I forgot who it was. Baruch Hashem. I just remember that high part. You know, love is in the air, right? So it's like mamish. It's mamish. This is what Elul is. Love is in the air. It's mamish. Love is in the air. Better than Paris in the spring, right? It's Elul in the fall. That should be the song. Elul in the fall. It's like mamish. Love is in the air. It's mamish. That's what it is. We have to be aware of what that is. That's what's going on. We need to know. All these little hints, little cute little acronyms, Elul, Anila, Dovrili, you know, that's cute. That's nice. You know, it's not just cute little aphorisms, not just little hints. Rakiyeshma and Dvarim Amuki Mod Mod is very, very deep concepts over here. Echad Hashpos Hatsumas Bechayde said one of the awesome, strong influences of this month. This is the essence of these days. It's not just a tangent of these days. This is the core of the days. Right? This is mamish the day. You know, there's tshuva, these other things. All these other, everything we're going to do, and that's how it's going to go through the shmuz. We're going to say slichas, and we're going to say al-chetz, and we're going to take the chicken over our head and swing it around, and all the things we're going to do. Going into the sukkah, and it goes through the whole period that we're going through. It all is one overwhelming theme. Hashem loves us. I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. It's mom. It's just the two of us romantically alone with each other. And everything you do has to be from that focus. It's not just we do it. We take the chicken overhead. We do that for a year. You know, we go through everything, just go through the motions. You know, that's not what an anniversary, a romantic anniversary is. That's just, oh yeah, we did it last year. That's it. Everything is coming, projecting from the love that you know that is there. And that's what's great. That's what he's going to work on now, to develop this theme, to realize, to really feel that love throughout the day. And that will change the whole tone of how we behave during these next 2 months. Okay, that's the essence. Hu inyan shel ani ledodi v'dodi. This is the concept of I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Now, of course, you got these doubters. That's a cute Hasidic vort. So tzarich lahamin v'lichyo shedivrei harokeach hem Torah min shamayim mamish. You have to believe and live with the words of the rokeach, which are, you know, the word rokeach means perfume, right? And it's the same gematria of Eliezer is rokeach. You know, so hem Torah min hashamayim mamish. It's mamish Torah from heaven. It's not just a Kabbalistic Hasidic vort. It's mamish the essence. Kemo sheyaduim et tzadikim, as we know from tzadikim, shekol divar rokeach, that tzadikim tell us that the rokeach nizgalo mipe Eliyahu HaNavi mamish. Whatever the rokeach said, there were words that were revealed to him mamish from Eliyahu HaNavi. So it's not just some cute Hasidic vort. It's Elijah the prophet telling us exactly what's going on. In all the words of the rabbis who lived during the Middle Ages, like Rashi, Rambam, all these people, the Rokech is of that stature. He lived exactly in the times of the Rambam. Okay. So what are they? So they are Divrayim Borim Kilapidim. These are words that burn like with a torch. Vem Termin Shemayim Mamish. They're words from heaven, literally. Kamosh Isa Meha Chavetz Chaim, as it's said from the Chavetz Chaim. Harishonim, the early rabbis, Gilu lanu, they revealed to us. Then this month there is a unique revelation of the concept of I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. Dahainu, which means to say, even though all year long there is a certain aspect of the uncircumcised heart that is covered up and covers up this feeling of love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a whole year long we go, you know, we're busy and running and we got all these difficulties and it's hard to feel that love that truly exists. So b'chol shana v'shana, but every year b'chodesh El, in the month of El, Avinu shebashamayim mashpil anu, our Father in Heaven bestows upon us, k'mo shekasuv mehabalash, balaturim, v'ot tzadikim susanayim, as it's brought down from other rabbis, that shefa shel, the, and this is the hint over here, the shefa of, the giving of, umal Hashem Elokecha es levavecha ves levav zarecha. We know it says that verse, which is the end of Sefer Dvarim. All these are in Sefer Dvarim. The whole Sefer Dvarim is mamish, it's of Elul Tishrei. It's mamish, it's the whole Sefer Dvarim. So and at the end of Sefer Dvarim, it says that come at the end of days, Hashem will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your children. So if you look at the words levavcha, the s levav, those four words, the first letters spell El. Another one of those hints, Rashi Tevis El. It's a hint of El, meaning to say. As he continues on the top of page Dalet, ki yesh otem v'kisui hamachasas argosha shel ani ledor deli. There is a covering and a dullness, like almost a suffocation, that covers up the feeling of I am to my beloved, my beloved to me. Until now, shemachasu master al shteya avos hagadolus, that cover up and hide the two great loves. There's two loves. The love that Hashem has for us, kol yachid yachid, each individual, kol yachid yachid, and the love that each and every one of us has to Hashem. A whole year long, there is a certain covering that covers up, doesn't let us realize this love. Ava azav atzuma, very strong and powerful love. It's interesting. It doesn't only say the love we have to Him, but the love He has to us. Because remember, Hashem's love only can be reflective of the love that we have. So if our love is plugged up, then Hashem's manifestation of the love is plugged up. Not that the love isn't there, but it's plugged up. Uba Elul, and comes the month of Elul, Avinu shebashamayim ozer lanu, Hashem helps us, lahasir or lesalev, to remove that uncircumcised part, that covering of the heart. Lahasir akisivatim, to cover up that dullness and covering, ulagalas asalev shalom, to reveal our real hearts, shumalei b'avas Hashem, which is filled with love of Hashem. A Jewish heart is filled with love of Hashem, but it gets dulled, it gets covered up. And the month of Elul has this ability, at least one month of the year, we can freely be able to express the love that we have for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the concept. At least if we know what's going on, maybe we could try to make it happen. At least have some direction, instead of aimlessly going through the month of Elul, just trying to get it over with. It's well known, there are certain tzaddikim, that in their avodas Hashem, they would try to negate any other loves that they had in the world, so that they could have their love only for Hashem. You can't love so many. You can't have a lot of lovers. Now, if you love your car and you love your beautiful home and you love all these things, there's not enough room to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they try to push away, you know, really getting excited and attached to other things in this world. Chutz me'avas liyodayim, except one ava they would not work on taking away, and that's the love for children. Ki avazu hi amoshel sheish lanu lavas Hashem osanu vavosenu Hashem. Because that love is the perfect paradigm and analogy for the love that Hashem has for us and our love for Hashem. Again, they said about tzaddikim, you know, the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, you know, never smiled. Never smiled. Okay, that was the Litvish derech of Avodas Hashem. Seriousness, really serious. Life is serious. I'm not saying everyone has to go this way. But he didn't smile. It was a churban. It was a destruction, you know. But whenever he saw a kid, he smiled. Whenever he saw a little child, he would smile. Because that love, because he will always think that's the love that Hashem really has for me. So Avinu Shebashamayim Natu B'Lebeinu Ahava L'Yadolim. Hashem implanted us a natural love for children. Naturally, we love children. You see a little kid, you start smiling. It's getting coochie coo, and you could be a tough person, but you see a little kid in front of you, you start smiling. Why does Hashem do that? To know it's only a parable to the true love that exists between Hashem and us, that Hashem gives to us and that we have to Hashem. As Lavavka, that your hearts, Zahar Gosh Shanach the Ovens of Inish Shemaim. That's that love we have to Hashem. And going back to that pasuk, Hashem will circumcise the covering over your heart. That's Elul. The covering over my heart, Veslav Zarecha, and the covering over the love of your children, of your children's hearts. Zel Avashal Yilanim Shalanu. That's the love that we have to our children. Ubefrat couldn't be a Mashiach, and soon before the coming of Mashiach, ain't kind of mokum harach mashikos, but we don't have time to elaborate. But clearly, Shabador Shalanu, let me just finish this paragraph, that in our generation, Tzarch laharbus bizgalus avasidom, we have to increase so much the love that we should have for children. Okay, this is a whole new topic, and I don't want to start this right at the end. But what we got today, at least, is at least to think about that really, really, there's a tremendous period of love. And again, like we said, the love is there, but it's azov tazovimo. Hashem is filling the world with love, but we have to get up and pick up the load too. And if we don't pick up on this idea of this love and do things that express that love that we should have, will enable us to show how much love we really have for Hashem and Hashem has for us. That's a tremendous gift that the month of El has for us. And Mr. Hashem, we shall be zoicha to pick up on that love that is in the air right now.